In a world where we're bombarded with thousands of advertising messages daily, something revolutionary is happening. The traditional marketing playbook is being rewritten as businesses shift from interrupting consumers to engaging them. This transformation isn't just a tactical adjustment, it's a fundamental rethinking of how brands connect with audiences. The social and mobile web has empowered consumers to form powerful communities that can become either valuable allies or formidable enemies. Marketing's job has evolved dramatically. It's no longer just about creating customers, but about creating passionate subscribers to our brand. What makes content marketing different? Instead of interrupting audiences with sales messages, it uses valuable, relevant content to continually engage them. Think about how John Deere pioneered this approach back in 1895 with the Furrow magazine, providing farmers with valuable information rather than just selling tractors. Today's version might be Red Bull's media empire that engages extreme sports enthusiasts through compelling content that rarely mentions their energy drink directly. Innovation is universally praised but rarely supported when it carries risk of failure. To implement content marketing successfully, you must first build a case for innovation itself, essentially getting permission to fail. Since content marketing as a formal, budgeted process is new to most organizations, it requires the same approach as any innovative initiative. Try this simple exercise. Ask colleagues if companies should be innovative. Most say yes. If your company has ever been innovative, confusion ensues. And when? Only successes get mentioned. Everyone loves innovation that works, but few want to champion unproven ideas. Traditional demographic targeting is becoming obsolete in content marketing. CBS's research with Nielsen confirms there's no correlation between demographic targeting and campaign sales. Instead, successful marketers must focus on individual buyer behaviors rather than age and gender. Developing buyer personas is crucial to understand who you're targeting. For each persona, determine, who are they, in friend-like detail? What content do they need? Why do they care about us? What unique value do we offer them? Consider Southwest Airlines. They sell plane rides, but tell a story about democratizing travel by understanding the behaviors and values driving customer decisions. The engagement cycle aligns your sales process with the customer's buying journey to deliver timely, relevant content. Unlike a linear sales funnel, it recognizes that customer journeys are often chaotic. Create a content segmentation grid mapping personas against sales stages to identify gaps and ensure appropriate messaging throughout the journey. When it comes to content marketing, the most fundamental question is, what do we talk about? The answer lies in storytelling. Good content marketing is alive, conscious, and emotional. This aligns with Theodore Levitt's 1960 principle of focusing on customer needs rather than product selling. While technology has transformed communication channels, effective storytelling remains essential. Your stories become content pillars, the foundation of what you'll communicate to your personas. Drawing from novel and film techniques can help structure your business narrative, not to constrain it, but to guide it. The 10-step brand journey framework offers a clear path, from establishing your current position and vision, through acknowledging challenges, identifying guides, overcoming obstacles, and celebrating achievements. Today's marketers must expand beyond lead generation to create holistic customer experiences. This shift places customers at the center rather than the bottom of the marketing funnel. As Maya Angelou noted, people remember feelings more than words. Modern content marketing succeeds by creating engaging experiences that resonate emotionally, powered by technology and customer engagement. Context is crucial in content distribution, yet most content marketing plans fail by prioritizing distribution over strategy. Today's digital content is conversational, and consumers interact through multiple interfaces, expecting content on their terms. To optimize delivery, marketers must enhance buyer personas with contextual layers, considering language, device context, channel purpose, and desired actions. A successful content marketing channel plan requires 7 elements: situational analysis, channel objectives, content planning, metrics tracking, persona targeting, content management, and editorial calendaring. Consider how people consume content differently across platforms. What works on LinkedIn may fail on TikTok. Context encompasses not just the device, but users' mental state, expectations, and platform-specific behaviors. This understanding should inform a comprehensive channel strategy. Content marketing transforms organizations into subscriber-focused publishers, requiring new speeds and skills across departments. The process combines publishing with active listening to engage stakeholders effectively. A 2010 incident where P&G quietly changed Pampers' design without communication led to consumer backlash, showing how audiences fill information voids with their own narratives. Conversely, JetBlue masterfully handled the Steven Slater incident by timing a witty blog post that turned a potential crisis into a brand win. The content marketing process has 4 stages: create and manage, team building and workflow, optimize, aggregate and curate, finding and motivating talent, converse and listen, content publishing and conversation monitoring, and measure and learn, establishing improvement metrics. Analytics are now ubiquitous in marketing technology, but the real challenge lies in extracting actionable insights aligned with business outcomes. As Avinash Kaushik emphasizes, effective measurement requires understanding both the what and why, examining metrics alongside engagement quality and content resonance. Instead of drowning in statistics, develop an analytics pyramid that measures comprehensively but reports selectively. This framework should align with core content marketing goals like brand awareness or lead conversion, structured in 3 tiers: user indicators, base, audience metrics, comments, social shares; secondary indicators, middle, team KPIs, subscriber growth, lead sources; primary indicators, top, executive level metrics. Content marketing is a marathon, not a sprint, more like baseball's 162-game season than traditional marketing's high-stakes campaign approach. While accounting typically treats marketing as a short-term expense, content marketing creates enduring assets that generate long-term value, often exceeding traditional R&D investments. This long-term perspective needs to be clearly communicated to leadership. The future of marketing lies in creating authentic, valuable content that resonates with your audience, not just mastering new platforms and technologies. While tools evolve, storytelling principles remain constant. Organizations need tolerance for failure to innovate in content marketing. Start with small, adaptive experiments separate from core operations, supported by dedicated budgets and diverse networking groups. Develop a structured innovation plan that outlines challenges, outcomes, risks, participants, and deliverables. The business case for content marketing addresses 5 key questions. What's the need? How big is it? What's the business model? What's your differentiating value? What are the risks? Unlike tactical campaigns, content marketing shouldn't be measured solely on direct returns, similar to how a phone system's value isn't judged by one failed call. As Pine and Gilmore observed in The Experience Economy, customers pay for memorable, engaging experiences. Content marketers must create stories that extend beyond media formats to include real people and tangible elements. Success comes from creating experiences that transcend transactions, converting customers into subscribers and ultimately into brand evangelists. This transformation represents the true power of strategic content marketing.